Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
Southern Poverty Law Center, haven't you reached your call?
Yes, good morning, ma'am. This is Craig Cobb for Attorney Dees, please.
So he's out of the office right now, and so is his secretary. Can I take your name and number and let him know you called?
Is he out for lunch, ma'am? I am calling during lunch.
No,
right
he's
now.
Out of the office. I don't know if he's going to come in today or not, sir.
Well, if he's not there, I wonder if I could speak with Jennifer Holliday. Is she at the same number,
she's
ma'am?
She's out of the office also, sir.
How about Mark Potok?
One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, this is Mark Potok. I'm on the phone or away from my desk. Please leave a message. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Southern Poverty Law Center, I'm going to direct your call.
Yes, ma'am. Craig Cobb again. I'm sorry to bother you, but Mr. Potok's voicemail is on. I'm not sure if he's in.
Yeah, he's here, sir. He just must be away from his desk.
I see. Is there anyone else just now I could talk to in the absence of Attorney Dees?
No, sir.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
No, if you leave a message on Mark's voicemail, he'll call you back. I know he's here.
Oh, he is. Well, if you don't mind, maybe I'll just try to reach him live because I just I don't like to annoy people playing phone tag.
Okay.
if that's not too much trouble. Is he going out for lunch? When is his lunch?
Sorry, I don't know their schedules. I'm on the switchboard.
Oh,
so
I'm
sorry. I really don't know when they go to lunch.
And Attorney Dees will be back tomorrow, do you know, ma'am?
I never know his schedule.
I see.
His secretary handles his schedule, and she's not in the office today.
But he... excuse me, he might even come in today?
He may. I don't know, sir. I don't know.
I see. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, well, gosh, I'd leave my number, but his secretary's gone. Okay, well, thank you very much, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
So the Poverty Law Center, I'm ready to make a call.
Yes, Craig Cobb for Attorney Dees, please.
What's your name?
Craig Cobb, C-O-B-B, ma'am.
Craig.
C-O-B-B.
Could you hold, please, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Could you hold, please, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, sir, but he's unavailable. I can forward you to his secretary's voicemail.
All right. Thank you.
Hold, please.
This is Judy in Morris D's office. I'm sorry I can't take your call right now. Please leave your name and number, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hi, Judy. This is Craig Cobb, Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network, and I wanted to ask Attorney Dees about the... recently disclosed federal documents, the January 4th, 1996, former FBI Director Louis Freeh memo in which he said that the Southern Poverty Law Center had an informant at Elohim City 2 days before the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City. And then secondly, there's the question of this J.D. Cash interview in which Attorney Dees is alleged to have admitted to J.D. Cash that, yes, Southern Poverty Law Center did have someone there, but that Mr. Dees was never going to talk about it. And then thirdly, there's the 302 redacted Freedom of Information Act memo concerning Dave Holloway. And Dave Holloway, I guess, is alleged to have made this statement to an FBI agent that he had been in touch with McVeigh also 2 days before the bombing. And I wanted to see if Mr. Dees is concerned that the Southern Poverty Law Center may come under litigation, be sued on the basis of the Southern Poverty Law Center having had an informant at Elohim City apparently knowing something of what was going on. Mr. Dees did tell Mr. Cash, according to Mr. Cash, that he was never going to talk about these things. And then Mr. Cash reports that Mr. Dees turned and walked out and looked mad as hell. So I'd really like to get Mr. Dees' take on this. These are all federal documents, at least in the case of the 302 and the Louis Freeh teletype. I wanted to see if Mr. Dees, again, thinks that this mass murder investigation will be reopened on the basis of these things having been discovered, and Mr. Dees's and the Southern Poverty Law Center's involvement, as stated by Louis Freeh, ex-FBI director, and Mr. Dees himself in the J.D. Cash interview. So I know that's a little long-winded, but it's a big story. It's a national story, and of course, there's no statute of limitations on murder. So please ask Mr. Dees to call me, ma'am. If he wants to talk about Jack Rosen and as the head of the American Jewish Congress, I know that he was involved with Morris Dees up there at Gonzaga Institute for Action Against Hate. So I'd also be willing to talk about that, and I know, and also the Bill O'Reilly story about SPLC some years ago, as wide-ranging as Mr. Dees cares to get, if he wants to, we're in a free and open society, Mr. Dees is a powerful fellow with $100 million. Ask him to call me, please.
Southern Poverty Law Center, Madrid, your call.
Yes, Craig Cobb from Morris Dees, please.
Craig?
Cobb, ma'am, C-O-B-B.
Okay, hold on one moment, sir.
Thank you.
So he's not at his desk right now. Can I take your number and get him to call you back?
Sure. I'm one of these people with 56K hookups, so if he'd email me first, I could call him back.
Does he know who you are?
No, I don't think so, but I wanted to ask him about the Gonzaga University Institute for Action Against Hate and a few other questions.
Let me put you through to, I can put you through to the hate department.
The hate department?
Yeah,
well,
handles that stuff.
Yeah, I know, look, Mr. Dees, of course, is a very nationally famous figure, but
yeah.
I could still perhaps speak to him later.
I can put give a message to him, or you can talk to his secretary. Hold on.
Well, all right. Well, wait out.
This is Judy in Morris D's office. I'm sorry I can't take your call right now. Please leave your name and number, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hello, Judy. This is Craig Cobb. I was hoping to ask Mr. Dees a few questions about the Institute for Action Against Hate at the Jesuit Gonzaga University, and perhaps a few other questions. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Southern Poverty Law Center, I'm a direct your call.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I get to hear your nice British voice again.
Okay.
Look, could I talk to the... I did leave a message with Judy. She's
okay.
Not
she'll,
in, but
she'll pass it on to Mr. Dees.
Okay, so I don't have to leave my number with you then, right?
No, not
anytime. But what about the hate department?
Let me put you through, and you can check on anything with them, okay?
All right, thank
Hold
you.
Hold on one moment.
Hi, this is Mia. I'm either on the phone or away from my desk. Please leave a message, and I will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, Mia. This is Craig Cobb. I left a message to try to interview Mr. Dees about the Institute for Action Against Hate, but I'd like to learn more in general about the Southern Poverty Law Institute. And if you'll email me first, I'll call you. I'm on a 56K hookup. And the young British woman there transferred me to the hate department. I feel as if I'm calling Dante or something here. But this is some level, but I did want to, you know, converse about it, and I know you have a pretty good-sized staff. So thank you very much.
FBI.
Hello, sir. May I ask, you cover Montgomery, don't you?
Yes, sir. We cover 17 counties.
Yes, sir. Are you an agent, sir? I wanted to give you some information, if I may.
I'm an investigative specialist.
In the technical sense, you're an agent, correct?
Well, I'm an investigator, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, anyway, I guess what I'm asking is, can I give you the information?
Certainly.
Okay. It has to do with a possible murder investigation.
Okay.
And it involves the Oklahoma City bombing.
Okay.
And I do a lot of online research. And it's come to my attention that a journalist by the name of J.D. Cash, who writes for the McCurtain, McCurtain, Daily Gazette, interviewed Morris Dees rather recently, I guess. And in the course of this interview, or I should say after that, he was interviewed on the Scott Horton radio show. And according to Mr. Cash, Mr. Dees told him that we, speaking of the Southern Poverty Law Center, were there. He's talking about Elohim City, I believe 2 days prior to the bombing. But, here's what he said, if I had to tell you, I'd kill you first before I would tell you. Well, that doesn't matter. I mean, the point is that he admitted they were there. And then, in conjunction with this, sir, there have been some redacted 302s which have been obtained by Jesse Trentadue in Oklahoma. And those have recently been also published. And they seem to corroborate a prior teletype by Louis Free, which was also obtained under a Freedom of Information. And in that teletype, FBI former director Louis Free stated to some senior agents that there was a joint Southern Poverty Law Center FBI sting operation, and that they had a man in there, I guess. I believe it was Elohim City they were referring to. But... And then this latest 302 in which this Mr. Dave Holloway was interviewed by an FBI agent, Mr. Holloway said that he had talked to McVeigh 2 days before the bombing. But the other interesting thing, to go back to Sir Maurice Dees, is he's also quoted as saying, well, we were there. And he, when he says we, it's my belief he's talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. We were there. So then it becomes, in my opinion, a question of what did the Southern Poverty Law Center know, and when did they know it?
And your name, sir?
My name is Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Cobb, C-O-B-B.
Okay.
And if I may tell you, I found this research. Can I give you the, I better give you the address of where you can listen to this interview. Would that be okay with you?
Sure.
Yeah. It's http://, www.weekendinterviewshow, that's all one word, weekendinterviewshow.com/audio/cash, C-A-S-H, .mp3. And again, that was Mr. J.D. Cash, who's a journalist, an investigative journalist, talking to Scott Horton, who's a radio host. And secondly, the, excuse me, let me get back now to this latest 302, which has been put online by the McCurtain newspaper. You can read that at worldnetdaily.com/news/article.asp? And then article in caps underscore ID equal 44444.
Okay, Mr. Cobb, I've got another
okay.
call coming in on the other line.
Okay, sir.
One more item of information, sir.
Sure.
Social Security number, sir. Okay, sir.
Is there a reward or something, or?
No, I'm just going to, this is part of the log.
Okay, well, I'm just a researcher online, and I noticed what he said. We were there.
All right.
In Elohim City. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
This is Rob Nye.
Attorney Nye, this is Craig Cobb, sir, with Vanguard Radio of the Vanguard News Network.
Okay.
I'm calling, sir, because there is some pretty new information that, according to Louis Free, the ex-director of the FBI, in a January 4th, 1996 memo and a recently produced 302 Freedom of Information Act redacted form and a J.D. Cash interview with Maurice Dees, that the Southern Poverty Law Center and the FBI were engaged in a joint sting operation at the time of the Oklahoma City bombing. And indeed, Director Free said that they had contact with their insider a mere 48 hours before the bombing. And I wanted to ask you, attorney, if when you defended Tim McVeigh, if any documents relating that had ever come your way via the discovery process.
They did not.
Have you heard of this before, sir?
Not until you called me.
And based upon my telling you this, would you think that a reasonable government would reopen the investigation?
Well, I'd want to see the documents you're talking about.
Of course.
I would want to see the redacted 302 and the statements by Louis Free. And then I could tell you what I think a reasonable government
Of course,
would do.
Of course, attorney. What about the Maurice Dees? I can send all of those to you, the sources. And I shall do that if you don't mind.
Sure.
But may I ask too, sir, again, apart from your not having seen them, of course there's no statute of limitations on murder, and over 160 people perished at Oklahoma City.
True.
And so just on that basis, if there is radical new information, supposing that there is, in the case of any murder, much less a mass murder, certainly authorities do reopen investigations.
They certainly do.
Yes, sir. And could I ask one or two quick questions more?
Sure.
I wondered if Mr. McVeigh, sir, when he chose the April 19th date, of course that's the anniversary of Lexington Green and there's the Waco connection. I wonder, sir, if he ever mentioned that to you. He seems to have had quite a sense of history.
Well, he most certainly had a sense of history, but I can't tell you what he said to me because my conversations with him were confidential under the attorney-client privilege.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much, Attorney Nye.
You bet.
Well, there's this guy David Holloway, was a former Green Beret and a CIA pilot. And you're saying he was buddies with Kirk Lyons, and you already think that Kirk Lyons was really working for Maurice Dees over at the...
SDLC.
Yeah.
Now, listen, also, by just a lovely luck, perfect luck, when we get this January 4th, 96 teletypes talking about Maurice Dees' informants at Elohim City monitoring this thing, I'm just about to come unglued. This is 03 when I get this. And so my publisher calls me one weekend and says, you know, you really are the luckiest human being on earth. I said, what's happened? He said, Dees is going to be at Southeastern State University, which is 50 miles from our office, on Monday. So we go over there, and of course they always have these little local media outlets asking these, you know, they fawn over Morris Dees like he's the second coming. And so we let these little girls ask her questions and so forth. And then, of course, we're rolling tape. You know, they've got their cameras there and everything. So we're taking pictures and rolling tape, and we say, okay, now we want to talk about your informant operation at Elohim City. And we have obtained a copy of a Louis Freeh, and he's just about to die. And he said, do you have it with you? And I said, no, obviously I don't, because I don't want to share it with you. Not at this time. I just want to ask you some questions. He goes, how did you get it? And I just looked at him, and he said, you got it from a FOIA. And he's sitting there thinking, how could they be so stupid? And I said, well, let's just talk about it. I said, number one, why were you there? And he said, well, we were there, but if I had to tell you, I'd kill you first before I would tell you. And he made some other...
Oh, Morris Dees said a violent threat like that?
Yes, he did.
I'm so surprised.
Well, he had his guards with him, too. Well, he gave us about 5 minutes worth of juicy stuff, and then he got up to leave. And while he's walking away, I walked up to him, because I'm thinking it's Strassmeyer, that it was his principal informant. And I walked up to him, and I said, well, now that you've had years to think about this, what do you think of Andy Strassmeyer now? He gave me the coldest go-to-hell look that I've had in a long time, and he said, I'm not going to talk about that man. I will never talk about him. And he turned and just walked out. And I told Bruce, I said, I'll be damned. I think that we've got something here. But I think it's Holloway. I think that Holloway was his boy, and I think that Holloway was also using Strassmeyer. They had been roommates before the bombing and after the bombing. They busted some guys for the ATF in Texas and a group called the Texas Light Infantry in 1993. This was another Kirk Lyons thing that he set up. Louis Beam was involved, and Holloway was Louis Beam's partner in the computer business in Austin. They had Andy working there.
Oh, Andre Strassmeyer lived here in Austin for a while, huh?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, you remember back in the 90s when Louis Beam was in business there, in the computer business in Austin, his employees were Holloway and Strassmeyer.
Nice.
What a small world.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative, news and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.